And then what is it like when we have achieved this energy of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas? Our mind will become incredibly calm. And within this calmness, there's this great wisdom and great compassion. And then we will see that all of the sufferings, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the suffering of everything composite, all of these sufferings have all come about due to sentient beings not understanding or respecting cause and effect. All of the suffering of the sentient beings, from the God realm to the hells, all of them in the six realms, have come about because they don't understand the true nature of this world. And generating negative karma, and as a result, they're now experiencing all kinds of different sufferings. And then in our state of practice, we will see that these dreams of sentient beings are turned upside down in their thinking, that they're always concerned about if I am going to be okay. All sentient beings are thinking of their own happiness, their own good fortune. How can I live this life better than others, different to others? All of their different discriminatory thoughts. And as a result, every day in samsara, they are sprinting here and there, pursuing fortune, happiness. And because we don't understand cause and effect, we are always thinking of how things can be really good, and this has been happening since beginningless time till now. We're all thinking, how can I, in a different way, be happy to others? However, the infallibility of cause and effect, whatever causes we generate and conditions, then become the fruit, the result, effect. And so all of the causes that we engage in to be happy, we don't pay attention to. We don't really understand whether these are really causes that will bring happiness or which will bring suffering. As a result, what we really want is good fortune and happiness. However, what we are actually generating is that of suffering and afflictions, stress and anxiety. And then as a result, we don't get the result that we're looking for. And at the end of the day, what we experience is what we don't want to see, what we don't want to hear, what we don't want to encounter. These are the things that then happen in our life. And this is because in the beginning, we misunderstood what are the correct causes and conditions to bring about the result we're looking for. If the causes and conditions are positive, then definitely the result will be positive. If the cause is negative, then the result will be negative. Through our practice, we purify these causes of samsara. There is fortune and misfortune. There is suffering and happiness. And where does the samsara originate from? From cause and effect. And within samsara, all of those experiences that we don't like, we don't want to encounter, see, or experience, definitely there was a cause through our negative deeds or actions that generated these situations. Actions before that now brought about these circumstances. And so now we feel uncomfortable, dissatisfied, miserable. Circumstances we don't experience, all of these are manifesting in our life today. And this is definitely due to the infallibility of cause and effect. Thus, we purify our mind through practice. And through our practice, then we become aware of how many negative thoughts are arising and how many positive thoughts are arising. in every hour? How many virtuous thoughts and how many negative thoughts? Right now we might think this is not possible. Right now I have no way to understand all of these thoughts that are arising. However, when our mind settles down and we have this awareness, then we will definitely be able to see the differences between our positive and our negative arising thoughts. The more and more our mind is settled down, the more clearly we will see the difference between the positive and negative thoughts. We'll be very clear. There's a positive thought that is arising. We can recognize the thoughts. We can apply the thoughts. We can transform them if we want. And we will be able to apply all types of methods to then transform our thoughts and make them useful, beneficial, virtuous. And this is really quite simple. However, if we haven't practiced and our mind is impure, then if somebody asks within an hour how many positive and negative thoughts do you have, you wouldn't know and you wouldn't be able to realize. And so I always stress to everybody, what is practice? It is to see one's mind clearly. This is practice. As a person, we have the three doors, body, speech, and mind. We have this body, and we have this speech, and this is also generated from our mouth. And then what we have as well is this mind of ours, these arising thoughts. This is what we sentient beings have, body, speech, and mind, our three doors. And so now how do we purify? How do we practice these three doors? The first is settle the body down. Sit in the seven points of Varutsana. And this is the training of the body. This is the pure practice of the body. What is our body usually doing? Lying, sitting, moving all about. And so there are no rules for the body. Whatever it wants to do, it goes and does. And this comes about as a result of the ignorance of sentient beings in their pursuit of all of their desires. Do whatever we want, think whatever we want. No discipline. Practitioners, don't be like this. Settle the body down. Whatever we say must be pure. Before we say anything, we should use the right mindfulness and awareness. Observe what our arising thoughts are. When I open my mouth, are my words going to be of benefit to sentient beings or harmful to sentient beings? Am I talking with patience or without patience? With compassion or without compassion? Harmful? Am I talking through a state of jealousy or arrogance? Am I talking in a state of compassion, bodhicitta, in a state of equanimity? If we don't practice, we will never be able to improve this state of mind of ours. Be stable, unmoving, and what we mean by this is that our body, speech, and mind should never be separate from our right mindfulness and right awareness. No action of our three doors should be separate from the right awareness and right mindfulness. When we move, we do it with the right mindfulness and awareness. When we speak, with the right mindfulness and awareness. The same too, when we think, is it with the right mindfulness and awareness? Am I in a state without awareness, dullness? Am I in a state of meditation? Am I in a state of desire? Am I in a state of attachment or in a state of anger? Whatever I am engaging in, in terms of sensoric activities, what is the state of my body, speech, and mind? Are my body, speech, and mind corresponding? Or is my body sitting there very calmly, however, my mind is involved in attachment, aversion, and ignorance? If this is the case, should I think, no, this is so wrong? Don't be concerned, don't worry. Everybody experiences attachment, aversion, and ignorance. The important thing is that you know that we have methods that we can use to train, to practice. Our body, slowly, again and again, gradually, we can adjust our body to the 7 points of Arutsana. With respect to our speech, we can do the 9 Buddha breaths. We can purify all of these negativities, all our negative cause and effect, our disrespect of our Vajraguru, any slandering we did of our Vajraguru, the 3 jewels. People that have studied and reflected also at times have slandered the Guru, the Dharma, the Buddha, and people that are in ignorance, that don't understand, slander the Guru, the Dharma, the Buddha. So what do we do to purify this? If we think, oh, I've done so much negative karma before, what can I do? How can I purify this? We engaged in all of these negativities because before we didn't really understand. And now the best way to purify this, to purify our mind, is to repent. The best way and the only way to purify these negativities from the root is to purify our mind. Because through practice, we can bring our mind to calm abiding. And through calm abiding, we bring our mind home. And then we abide in the state of calm abiding. And then when we get to a certain level of calm abiding, then we can apply these right mindfulnesses and right awareness and improve our state of realization and recognize our true nature of mind, our inherent natural state of mind. And the more and more we are close to abiding in the true nature of mind, then what will happen is all of this negative karma, all the negative actions of our body, speech, and mind, all the negative afflictions, the 5 poisons, our 3 poisons, everything that we've done in terms of attachment, aversion, ignorance, pride, and jealousy, all of this since beginningless time can be purified. Because right now, this lost, this ignorant state of this mind of ours, this confused mind of ours, needs a method to undo this. Methods to transform this mind that we know our inherent state of mind. Until we have realized, recognized this true nature of mind. Then in that moment, this current, lost, confused, ignorant mind will have been transformed. It won't be there anymore. It will have disappeared. Disappeared where? Into the Dhamma Dhatu. And when this happens, then we won't find this lost, confused, afflicted mind anymore. What we will find is our inherent state of mind, this luminous state of mind, this wisdom emptiness mind of great vast wisdom, this transcendent supreme state of realization of the great perfection. And we will have purified all of this negative karma. And then it is just like when the sun appears. And just naturally then, the darkness disappears. Similarly, through our study and reflection, the wisdom of this, and then the practice, and then through the practice of recognizing and realizing our true nature of mind, then all of this ignorance, confusion, all of our misunderstanding will become weaker and weaker. Of course, in this process, we'll experience afflictions, attachment, aversion, and ignorance. However, it will be less and less and weaker and weaker. And it will have less and less effect over us. And what you will mostly be experiencing is the energy, the power of meditative concentration, which will be increasing, improving your compassion and bodhicitta, your faith in your guru, and this vaster and vaster great state of compassion and bodhicitta. And it will continuously increase. And why? Because we are becoming closer and closer to the realization of our true nature of mind. In the process of our practice, we really must be more detailed and observe these more subtle occurrences in keeping our body, speech, and mind, our three doors, pure. And the people who have pure three doors will unlikely engage in negative activities. They'll have the right mindfulness and awareness, and if they do, very quickly, they will be able to purify this, repent it. In addition, they won't make the same mistake. They won't engage in the same negativities again. They won't repeat these errors or mistakes. Their mind is very pure, and this is what we call really having wisdom. If we don't have a pure mind, then we have ignorance.